To get what this brouhaha is all about, you first have to know what net metering is. When customers with solar panels generate electricity but don't immediately use it, net metering is a policy that requires utilities to buy that energy for the same price they charge the customers. You don't tend to earn money, but you can cover the cost of your bill. And it's a big deal.
Net energy metering has been basically the bedrock of the economics for residential and commercial solar all across the U.S. in every state that has any kind of a meaningful solar market.
Shale Khan works for Green Tech Media, a sort of trade journal that covers the renewable energy industry. More than a decade ago, state lawmakers passed a law saying every utility in the state has to net meter, but only up to a cap of a certain number of megawatts. The New Hampshire Electric Co-op is about to hit that cap. Judy Gove, one of the vice presidents of the co-op, says this kind of snuck up on them.
It happened faster than we had anticipated it was going to happen, and we're trying to deal with it now. And unfortunately, that doesn't help our members make decisions today based on the uncertainties.
In the fourth quarter of last year, the number of solar installations in co-op territory, mainly the north-central part of the state, jumped by more than four times the average rate since 2010. So suddenly, while other utilities are at something closer to 20% of their caps, the co-op is only about 20 homes shy. This means it's in uncharted waters. It doesn't have any obligation to buy any energy from customers who come in after the cap. And this uncertainty couldn't come at a worse time for customers like Brad Hardy. He's a firefighter from Andover who just signed a contract for a $40,000 solar array on his house as part of a project called Solarize Kearsarge. He came to a meeting of the co-op's board of directors to air his concerns.
What about all the other people that have put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars down? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to my investment? And what are you guys going to do to at least protect those customers?
This is the second Solarize campaign in the state. It's a big push for a group of homes in a few towns to put solar on their roofs at the same time. The more people sign up, the cheaper everyone's project becomes. The first effort in the Upper Valley signed up 120 customers. Solarize Kearsarge has about 29 so far, 19 of which are in co-op territory, bumping right up against that cap. And Jack Ruderman, with the company that's installing all of those panels, Revision Energy, says with just a few days to go, 20 more are on the fence. He says since it came out that the co-op was close to its cap, those customers aren't at all sure what to do.
That's exactly our dilemma as a solar installer. They're putting us in an impossible situation. I mean, would you as a homeowner commit to the purchase if you didn't know what the terms of the deal were going to be?
The co-op is making an effort to provide some certainty. It's voluntarily added a buffer onto the cap, another 240 kilowatts, which should be enough to accommodate all of the Solarize customers. But the problem for folks like Hardy is it's when the panels get installed that you make it under the wire.
But my system's not going up until August or September. What am I supposed to do? I can tell you that I'm not going to just roll over.
He wants some sort of a queue or a deadline. The co-op board says they'll think about that. But broadly, they say the more successful its net metering program gets, the more money non-solar customers are being charged. Under net metering, solar customers aren't paying their delivery charges. That's the half of the electric bill that pays for the poles and wires. That means that non-solar customers have to pick up the slack, however small it may be. And in the words of Ken Colburn, a member of the co-op board of directors, their ultimate goal is for nobody, solar panels or not, to get screwed.
You know, there are a lot of utilities out there that are saying, oh my God, we got to stop this. And that's not the position of New Hampshire Electric Cooperative.
The board said it would meet with customers to hear their concerns and come up with a new net metering rate, which they hope to have ready by March. And as the New Hampshire utility, which by far gets the most of its energy from renewables, the others will be watching what it comes up with. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.